This episode of The Nate Darling Show is radio-friendly. All the funny, none of the cursing. The world is a big, stupid place.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
And they're here to make fun of it. This is The Nate Darling Show. Now, here's Nate and the gang.
Final episode of 2016. Adios, 2016. We've got some stuff for you today. We're going to run through some of the people we lost this year. Got some interesting food stories as well. Oh. Plus, we'll answer the question: What got stuck inside of us this year? I'm not talking earworms. I'm talking actual things that got stuck in people's orifices.
I can't wait.
It'll be sorted by orifice.
Ah, I can't wait. It's going to be awesome.
Plus, we will each give our goals for 2017 at the end of the show. So you'll want to stick around for, or fast forward for it, whatever. Whatever makes you happiest. It's kind of how we roll here. It's a podcast. You can skip ahead and come back. I don't mind. As long as you do your shopping on Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. Because it supports the show, doesn't cost you anything extra, and you never know when we need to buy new equipment. Again, I apologize if there's any audio degradation. We dug out and turned on an audio board that I have not plugged in at least 2.5 years.
At the very least.
And it's working, so we're going to keep going with that. So the Friday show. Of course, it's New Year's Eve this weekend. We'll skip all of the New Year's Eve festivities. Jason's going to stay home with his baby.
No, actually, I'm not.
What?
I know.
What? Hold on. Let me get to the song to sting out here in just a second. All right, Jason, breaking news. What are you doing for New Year's?
So Chris and I decided to try our hand at going out of town with the baby because we wanted to do something a little bit different. We're not going to go out with anybody, obviously. So we rented a hotel in Fort Bragg called the Beachcomber. It's right on the beach. And we got like the room that sees the whole beach and like you can see the whole beach on. So we'll see how that goes for two nights.
So you're going to stay in a hotel with the baby.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we'll probably walk. The good thing is that she's a good baby and we can walk around with her also. Like, if we're moving, she is fine with moving. Okay. So we can walk around, like the old town area of Fort Bragg and the little shops and stuff that they have around there.
Nice, nice.
The glass beach that they have there, you know. So we'll see how it goes. I mean, there's a lot of great plans, but Chris has said even if we stay in the hotel the whole time, it'll still be
nice. It's a victory.
Yeah.
Kareem, any big New Year's plans?
Nah, it's kind of like Christmas. What I really want to be doing, I'm not going to be doing. De La Soul's playing in San Francisco.
De La Soul.
And other half doesn't really want to do that. So, kind of relegated to going to one of her friend's house for Christmas, for New Year's Eve. So,
yeah. Well, I think for me, as always, I will be ringing in New Year's with Pitbull.
Yes.
No, I'm kidding. Nobody rings in New Year's with Pitbull unless they're being paid. I have no idea what we're doing. Probably a whole lot of nothing. Leslie is still on the tail end of some sort of bug, so we'll kind of see and play it by ear. But we didn't make any big reservations to go and do. Like the big New Year's celebration. So I'm just as happy to just hang out and have a quiet evening. Maybe we'll go to the movies.
Ooh.
Maybe we will go to the movies and deal with all of that. But nothing big deal. So Kareem, before we get into the rest of the show, you messaged me last week and told me a little bit of a hint of a tale about your friend finding out about a new sister.
So
that he was unaware of. Not a newborn sister. Just a new sister. let's get the tale of that. I think that's a good way to go out on 2016.
So, my friend's father had a heart attack. It didn't have he had a heart issue. I'll okay. say that way. So, he thought he was dying. So he started some deathbed confessions.
Oh, those are the best.
So one of those was that my friend has a sister.
Okay. And how old is your friend?
My friend is 47.
That's a good time to find out. And how old is this sister?
31.
Okay.
Then his dad found out he wasn't dying. So he's a bit pissed off at the doctor for misdiagnosing him one.
So the good news is he's okay.
Yes.
The bad news is now he has to deal with the fallout of the truth.
Exactly.
I thought the truth set you free. Apparently not.
It does in some ways. I mean, you know, my friend now knows his sister.
Sure.
But they can't tell his mom. Oh, man. So I kind of wanted to tell the story, but then I wanted to get you guys' opinions on deathbed confessions.
You know, I think you should get it out before your deathbed. I just don't think it's a good idea to carry big secrets like that around, because usually the whole stress of carrying it around with you ends up being worse than just telling people.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of those things that I had to do, is go through and kind of get through all those confessions to get to where I am now.
Oh, yes, the 12-step program.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, I think that it's important. I mean, whatever makes, unfortunately, at that moment when you're dying, like, that's it. And you better get whatever's off your chest then. And then you can spend your time being happy that at least you're not going to die. And maybe you should come forward and tell something to somebody that's close to you, because you obviously didn't learn your lesson. You know what I mean? Because that's like, you got to live with it, though. You know what I mean? You got to own your truth. You know, I mean, that's, you can't spill something like that and then not. I don't, so that's one of those things you're talking about earlier about, you know, that's how you be a man. You know,
yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah, and it feels like if I say anything, it's going to be terrible. Usually, it's not. I mean, yes, there are people that are going to be upset.
Yeah,
rightfully so. Sometimes, usually, it's because you've kept the secret for as long as you've kept it.
Yeah, and it's weird because they kind of already knew; they just didn't know.
It was one of those suspicions.
I was like, yeah, like, you probably got one out there, but we don't know where they are.
Papa was a Rolling Stone.
Yeah.
And then, so she knew that she had siblings, and they kind of had an idea, but their names are such common names.
Oh, okay.
You would never, like, if you Googled it, then you would be, like, spitting in the ocean.
Right.
Trying to figure out who was who. But, yeah, so. But yeah, I thought it was pretty funny. Like I said, especially the fact that, you know, he's okay now.
It's going to be a good Easter dinner is what I'm thinking. Easter dinner is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And the really funny thing is that she's been out here a couple of times. So it's even possible that he may have met her.
Oh.
And doesn't even know it.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That is truly amazing.
And scary in one other sense, too.
Yeah. Especially since they're from back east, so that's really...
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's a delight. Well, I'm glad he's okay. meanwhile, police in Wyoming said a half-eaten sandwich left behind by a suspect dubbed the PB&J burglar helped tie the man to at least 6 recent burglaries. The Cheyenne Police Department said Zachary Munoz, who's 26, left behind a half-eaten peanut butter and jelly sandwich during a September 2nd burglary at a local business. The business was targeted 2 more times before DNA evidence on the sandwich was linked to Munoz. The department said he's also accused of burglaries at the JCPenney in town where they found a used coffee cup. The same DNA as the sandwich. He allegedly pawned power tools and other equipment stolen during the burglaries, was found to be in possession from jewelry taken from JCPenney because that's where the best jewelry is. Police said he's facing 3 counts of burglary in connection with the case, and further charges are pending.
I will say that I bought my Citizen Eco Watch at JCPenney, and it's still ticking almost 15 years later.
Well, so. 15 years ago, JCPenney was a little bit more reputable than it is now. Now it's sort of a ghost town.
Oh.
Sort of a ghost town. Meanwhile, in South Carolina, an argument between two Denny's workers over a hard-boiled egg was broken up by a cop. That's according to a police report. In response to a 911 call about a disturbance between employees, a sheriff's deputy arrived at the eatery in Spartanburg around 10:30 p.m. The cop learned that workers Nancy Michelle Kirkpatrick, who's 56, and Quanisha Drayshawn Fenn, who's 21, had, quote, got into an argument over a hard-boiled egg, end quote. The squabble, Fenn said, Kirkpatrick called her a bitch. After that, a cop reported Ms. Fenn called her mother. Fenn's mother, Tosca Marie Leitner, who's 47, arrived at the Denny's and began arguing with Kirkpatrick. During the squabble, Leitner threw a tape dispenser at Kirkpatrick, who was not hit. Kirkpatrick declined to press an assault charge. The police report does not further detail why two adults were arguing over a hard-boiled egg. Bitch.
How do you argue over, like, it's like the easy, like, it's like, first of all, A, you can just Google it. Like, well, like, really, like, just go, okay, Google, how long does it take to boil an egg?
Well, here's the other thing. You're working at Denny's. There should be some sort of science there. Second, you're 21 years old. Why are you calling your mother when someone calls you a bitch?
Oh, man.
You want to talk about millennials.
That's ridiculous. Like, that's probably, I think, the most, I could imagine two people, you know, working at a Denny's, arguing over hard-boiled egg. I can imagine that. But the fact that some girl's mom came down, that was part of it.
I'm going to call my mom. She's going to come down. Throw a tape dispenser at you.
She probably just texted her mom and said that she was yelling, you know, that she was in an argument with somebody, and her mom took it upon herself to come down. One of those types of parents.
Yeah.
And
sometimes it's not the millennials, it's their parents.
Just their parents.
Stay home and let your kids deal with it.
Yeah, they're buttheads sometimes. Yeah,
I mean, the fact that the water has to boil should be a clue.
There is that.
If the water's not boiling, it's probably not hard boiled.
Yeah, there are a lot of things that go into the hard boiled egg. Meanwhile, speaking of food, we found a vintage Bob's Big Boy training video from 1947. That was back when they would train people so they didn't get into arguments over hard boiled eggs. I've skipped ahead a little bit. It was dug up by the Facebook group Please Flash Lights for Service, the Golden Age of Drive-In Restaurants. Whew, that's a big word. So in it, a young Eve Kennedy is dissatisfied with her office job and applies to be a car hop with Bob's Big Boy. At the beginning of the video, she interviews with Bob, the founder of the classic drive-in. So here's I've skipped in 22 minutes. It's a 22-minute video, so I've skipped about 8 minutes in.
Oh, wow.
Just to get a little taste of it.
As you can see, it isn't physically impossible to pile 4 orders on one tray. But there are several good reasons for not doing it. It looks, and often is, messy. This might be humorous in a slapstick comedy, but in terms of drive-in restaurant ethics, it just isn't done. Adequate tray service is one of the definite service practices of all drive-ins. Even her fellow employees couldn't quite understand what made Patsy tick. Strange as it may seem, these unsuspecting customers have remained in a pleasant frame of mind. But let's see what kind of service they're going to get.
She's delivered the food, hung the tray.
This is what you'd call catch as catch can, or leaving the customer to his own devices.
She hooked the tray on the door and left the passengers to hand out their food.
To possess some juggling ability, although probably reluctant to display his talents while dining. Who's really serving this car, Patsy or the patron?
Oh, Patsy.
Gosh darn it, Patsy.
The net result of this kind of service is this. Patrons do not tip automats and do not tip generously simply because you expect it. Nor do they remain customers long with this type of treatment.
That's true.
That's very true.
They don't. And to your credit, the people, there were no black people in the video from 1947.
Thank you. I don't think we were allowed to go to Bob's Big Boy then.
So
only cooks, that's it.
So the not tipping does not fall to you. It's a terrible stereotype.
Did they say how she should have distributed the stuff? Should she have given it to each person?
Well, I'm going to leave that up to you to go ahead and watch.
I'm going to have to watch all the way through.
You have to watch the whole thing through.
Maybe I want to be a car hop.
It's a very long video. How long? It's 31 minutes long.
Maybe I want to be a car hop
at Bob's. They don't think they have them at Bob's Big Boy anymore.
Think so?
I don't know.
They have one around the backside of Parkway Plaza in El Cajon.
I have been to the Bob's Big Boy in Burbank, but I have not gotten car hop service. There you go. So. I like that she's piling stuff on the tray, and the guy who's putting the food out for her is giving her the weird stink eye, but won't say anything.
Yeah,
he's like, "Well, listen, I'm not going to talk to her. She clearly just isn't going to listen anyway." You know, Patsy, thick-headed girl.
Get ready for some judging. It's time for Cool or Tool.
All right, first up in Cool or Tool, PB&J. Jason.
Oh, that's cool all the way.
Kareem.
Oh, definitely cool.
No, it is not.
What?
No, I fall on the other side.
No.
I enjoy a peanut butter sandwich. I enjoy jelly. I do not enjoy them together.
That is so weird.
Yeah, maybe so, but I'm right.
He's from...
It's my show.
That's weird.
He's from up there. But
my wife is too. She loves them.
Yeah, well, she's wrong as well. Up next in Cooler Tool, hard-boiled eggs. Kareem.
They used to be cool, but I had a couple, I think it was last week or the week before, and they're not cool anymore. They're too
Jason.
Oh, no, they're definitely cool.
Hard-boiled eggs, Jason, I'm with you. They're cool because they give you the most unpredictably noxious farts.
Oh, that's so awesome.
It's like spinning the roulette wheel of farts when you eat hard-boiled eggs.
Yep.
First, there's the hint of a fart smell when you're eating them.
Yep.
And then... the time starts a ticking.
Probably, yeah, but when you're home by yourself, it's no good.
It's probably the thing I miss the most about working at the Penn Inn. You could just have a bad day with farts and just be farting all over the place. But there's dogs everywhere. Now I'm in an office with a pregnant lady, and you can't get away with even dirty shoes. You know what I'm saying?
And finally, in Cooler Tool, training videos. Training videos, Jason.
Oh, man. I've never seen a good one. Even Blockbusters was still kind of Tool. USAA's is kind of Tool. So they're Tool. They're Tool.
Kareem.
That's what they're designed to be, Tool. So
yeah.
Tool.
Yeah.
They are. I think the whole idea is if you can manage to stay awake through it, you deserve the job.
Yeah. Ah, man.
I think that's the whole idea behind that. And that's going to do it for Cool or Tool. Let me turn this down, and it wouldn't be 2016 if we didn't talk about some of the celebrities that we lost this year, we'll throw a little bit of one of the people we lost in the background as we go through the list. A very long list of celebrities that we lost this year, do it month by month. In January last year, earlier this year, we lost Pat Harrington Jr., who played Schneider on One Day at a Time.
Oh, I didn't know he died.
He died. He was 86. We lost him. We also lost David Bowie at 69. Alan Rickman died 4 days after that. He was Hans Gruber in Die Hard. He was also in Harry Potter. That same day, Celine Dion's husband passed away. The next day, we lost Dan Haggerty from The Life and Times of Grizzly Adams.
I didn't know he died either.
3 days after that, Glenn Frey from the Eagles, 67. On the 26th of January, Abe Vigoda actually died. I know we all thought he was dead, but no, not until January 26th of 2016. Also in January, we lost Paul Kantner, who was a co-founder of Jefferson Airplane. That alone... is a pretty big list. But as we move forward into, and I'm leaving some people out too, as we go through. In February, Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia passed away. 2 days after that, Vanity from Vanity 6 and the Girlfriend of Prince died at 57. Harper Lee died on my birthday, February 19th. George Kennedy from Cool Hand Luke and the airport movies. And the Naked Gun, he passed away at age 91. In March, we lost Nancy Reagan. We lost George Martin, the Beatles producer. We lost Keith Emerson, the first of two-thirds of Emerson, Lake, and Palmer that would die this year. Frank Sinatra Jr. passed away. Let's see. Oh, the crack-smoking mayor of Toronto, Rob Ford, he died back in March at age 46. Joe Gargiola died at 90. Ken Howard from The White Shadow passed away. Gary Shandling passed away in March, and we just found out it was a blood clot. Wow. That just came out a few days ago. He apparently wasn't feeling well, and his legs hurt. If that happens, go to see a doctor. Don't go, because it could be a blood clot, and then you die, like Gary did. Also, Patty Duke passed away at 69. In April, we lost Merle Haggard. We lost Doris Roberts. We lost Prince, also at 57, and we lost Billy Paul from Me and Mrs. Jones. He was 81. In May, Morley Safer passed away at 84. Alan Young, who was Wilbur Post on Mr. Ed, died at 96. 80s and 90s, you expect that. In June, we lost Muhammad Ali. He was 74. We lost Gordie Howe, famous hockey player. He died at 88. Let's see. I need to go quickly in here to see exactly when this happened. Because, in June as well, we lost Gordie Little from Small Town News. He was found in the river with his rototiller.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That may be the saddest one of the year. I mean, they're all sad in their own way. But that one was pretty sad. He was 79 when he passed away. Let's see. Anton Yelchin, who was an actor, died at 27 when his Jeep pinned him against his mailbox. That was not a good time. Buddy Ryan, former NFL head coach, passed away, as did Pat Summitt, who is an NCAA women's basketball coach, one of the best of all time. She passed away in June. In July, we lost Gary Marshall, who created Happy Days, Mork and Mindy, Laverne and Shirley, and more. In August, we lost Gene Wilder. It was the biggest name we lost in August. He was 83. In September, Gene Shepherd, who was a singer-songwriter. Arnold Palmer passed away at 87. Jose Fernandez, who was a 24-year-old pitcher for the Miami Marlins.
Yeah.
Died in a boating accident, and in October, comedian Kevin Meaney died at age 60. Let's see, skip ahead through here. And if I'm leaving somebody out that you think is important, I'm sorry. There's just a lot of people that passed away this year. Janet Reno died in November. She was the Attorney General of the United States under Bill Clinton. Leonard Cohen passed away the same day. We also lost Robert Vaughn, Leon Russell, Florence Henderson, Fidel Castro, and Ron Glass from Barney Miller. They died on the same day. Grant Tinker, who was chairman and CEO of NBC and married to Mary Tyler Moore. He died at 90. And this month, we lost Greg Lake. That would be Emerson and Lake. If you're Palmer, be very worried. Because you're the only one left in Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. We also lost John Glenn, Alan Thicke, Craig Sager, the sportscaster, Zsa Zsa Gabor passed away at 99. George Michael passed away on Christmas Day at age 53. And on the 27th, Carrie Fisher. So as we record this, there's still a few days left in the year. Hopefully, Carrie Fisher is the last big name celebrity that we lose this year.
There was a comment named Ricky Harris that died too.
Yes, yeah. There were a lot of people. It was a a large group of celebrities. A lot of them a little bit older. A lot of them who had some bad things happen. But, yeah, blood clots are a bad thing, as are prescription drugs oftentimes.
That's what got my dad, actually. My dad, when he got really sick, it was a blood clot in his leg that
Yeah, blood clot caused a stroke that my mom had. Blood clots are bad news, and you don't want to mess around with them. So, yeah, if you don't feel that great and your legs kind of hurt, go into the doctor and have them take a look at you. Because it's better to go in and have it be nothing than to have a stroke or have a heart attack or whatever else. So those are some of the people that we lost in 2016. It's a rough time. Hold on. Prince has been the soundtrack of the people we lost. So let me see if we can find a little bit of a change in music. I only have two songs, but that should do. We will go ahead and do that. Okay, here we go. So we lost David Bowie this year, but here's the other thing that happened in 2016. We got a lot of things stuck inside of us.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Deadspin's Christmas Day tradition returns to sound the depths of the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission's database of emergency room visits. Here's what got stuck in each orifice. In the ear, deflated balloon, a beetle, a chess piece, a plastic drinking straw, a hairpin, a hairband, a crayon stuck in the ear for 2 weeks, the end of a shoelace, a fake diamond, paper and an eraser, ball from an eyebrow ring, and here's the oddest one of all for the ear, a dog's paw. In the nose, a pebble from the fish tank. Someone stuck a raisin up his right nostril. Brother tried to remove it with tweezers, but the patient moved. A stove pellet. A plastic snake. Magnets up each nostril. Plastic hearts in each nostril. A baby wipe. Mini hockey sticks. And an egg dye tablet. I'm assuming these are children, a lot of them. Stuck in the throat, a ruler, a branch, a stale cake.
A ruler.
Ruler.
Yes, sir. I knew who she was.
Yeah.
Or he was. Hot tramp indeed. An asthma inhaler.
Wait.
You're breathing in too hard, son.
Yeah.
Was opening a bottle of soda with his teeth and the bottle cap flew down his throat. A hoop earring, a honey-filled straw. Those are dangerous. Playing with a blow dart gun, blew the pin out, it hit the wall, flew back into his throat, and he swallowed it.
Oh, sure, that's what happened.
A Canadian quarter. Inhaled a wasp while out jogging, now throat is swelling. That I'll buy. Dog shampoo, stop that. Glow sticks. An eating sandwich and part of a toothpick broke off, swallowed it, scratched in throat, able to finish sandwich. So that's important. Here are some of the things that got stuck in the penis. Get ready to cringe, fellas. Carved down a piece of domino, incised penis, inserted domino piece into penis, now wants it removed. A sandal buckle. A BB. A doll shoe. Had a pebble stuck in penis while swimming in a lake 3 weeks ago. Right. A pen cap. A pen. A 3-inch straight pin. And marble in penis, cut penis trying to get it out.
Oh, wow.
But it wasn't just the men, no.
You don't play with your penis. Not like that.
You're doing it wrong. Here's what got stuck in vaginas this year. 3 paper towels. 3 golf ball-sized bouncy balls. 6 screws.
What?
A pill bottle. A USB adapter.
It's not going to charge that way.
I'm sorry. All right. Now, we're going to get away from David Bowie. All right. What else got stuck inside of us this year? We're still on the vagina, by the way. Sat on top of a dollhouse and there was a spiked roof. Oh. Knotted rope. Went swimming. Went to remove tampon. Can't locate it.
Oh.
A pointy pig toy. Boyfriend stuck bottle in vagina. The cap came off and got stuck. Half a bar of soap. a sharpened pencil. Put a bouncy ball in her vagina. It stuck, was masturbating. Placed a bobby pin in vagina. She states that she does not know why. There was a doll, also a small painting kit. Part of a silicone dildo broke off. Oh, no.
That's hard.
Cigarettes and a lighter. A shoe heel. Pieces of plastic cup, broken crayon, piece of plastic, and a straw. And, finally, possible retained vaginal foreign body using vibrator while intoxicated. And finally, everybody's favorite orifice, the rectum. Here's a quote. Using a vibrator last night, thought was inserting in vagina, interrupted by mom and sat up quickly, inserted in rectum, can't remove.
Dope!
Wine cork wrapped in paper towels, electrical tape, and a condom. 10 broken crayons.
10.
Well, I bet they weren't broken when they went in. A flashlight. Here's a fun one. Per wife, patient sat down on a screwdriver and it went up his rectum.
Oh.
Two dildos. That's just greedy. Here's one I'm not buying. Put a pencil up rectum to make bowel movement to get gauze patient swallowed come out. So he swallowed gauze and was trying to get it out with a pencil. A plastic melatonin bottle. A possible shot glass.
Wow.
Rectal fissure masturbating for her boyfriend using a hairbrush in her rectum yesterday. You need a new boyfriend, lady. A nail cuticle tool. Ow. An egg timer. A curtain rod. Here's some bad home medicine.
Oh, no.
Ice pick in rectum to push hemorrhoids back in.
Oh, man.
Handle of a toilet bowl brush. A hammer. Nut and bolt. A smiley hand toy from vending machine. Mom noted a rubber hand protruding from rectum. A bingo dauber. A bingo chip. A decorative pumpkin. A bowling pin. These are all things that were stuck in a rectum this year. Not the same one, though. Shoeshine container allegedly intoxicated, did not know girlfriend inserted object.
She was upset.
I'm betting that he did realize that she inserted the object. I'm just saying. I'm not buying all of these excuses. All right, where were we? Oh, yes. Items inserted into the rectum this year, or stuck in the rectum this year, sorry. A tub drain cap. Wife's 6-inch vibrator. A broom handle. A baseball.
A baseball?
Yes, Kareem, a baseball.
Yeah, you gotta work it to get that big, you know.
Now, here's one. A male using a plastic sex toy, vibrator, that broke off in rectum but left without treatment. How do you go into the emergency room and go, I've broken off a sex toy in my butt?
Never mind.
Just wanted to show you. And finally, I think this is the oddest one because no one's going to want to use it afterward. A salt shaker.
Yeah. No.
Who gets a salt shaker stuck in their butt? Well, we know the answer to that, don't we? All right. Before we wrap up the final show of 2016, those are things that people got stuck in orifices this year. Slightly more painful than the death list. Goals for 2017. I don't want to call them resolutions. Goals for 2017. Jason, do you have any goals for 2017?
My goal for 2017 is to start writing commercial insurance policies and start making that money.
Excellent. Kareem?
Finish my AA.
Alcoholics Anonymous?
Yeah, you just have to go to some meetings, bro.
Associate's degree. I have 26 units away.
Oh, very good.
All right.
That is doable, so in a good goal. My goal for 2017 I have begun auditioning for voiceover work, so
nice.
If you need someone to voice your commercial, corporate video, or other thing, you can hit up your boy.
Holler at your boy.
You can that's right. You can holler at your boy. I do many different things. So
sexy.
So that was part of what I wanted to launch last year. Things happened, things got in the way, but I am I've auditioned for three different things so far.
Awesome.
Before we even go into the new year. So that process will continue, and that's the goal, to launch down that road. Also, not to murder someone with my bare hands.
Don't do that.
Well, you know, this week has been very tempting.
It's probably a good thing that I work remotely because of stuff like that.
It's hard to strangle somebody when you're working remotely. No. I'm just going to go watch Judge Judy for a while. So, anyway, that's going to do it for 2016. I want to thank both of you gentlemen. Thank you, Jason. Thank you for Kareem.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nate.
For being part of the show for the whole year. We've shed some dead weight this year. Sam, no. He's not dead weight. But yeah, so thank you guys, and everybody, don't do anything silly to yourselves on New Year's. We want you back next year for more fresh Nate Darling shows. Bye bye.
Thanks for listening, and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.